This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 2nd. God's word to you today is of the heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 9, verses 39, 40, and 41, and it says, "So Peter returned with them. They took him to the upstairs room, filled with the widows who were weeping, and showing him the coats and the other clothes Dorcas had made for them. Then he knelt and prayed. Then he presented her to them alive." What is your contribution? It is in our contribution that we find fulfillment in our marriages, in our homes, in our organizations, and in our businesses. I give you this assignment. Find out from the closest people to you if you are a giver or a taker. And when you ask, be open and do not be angry. Just take it as a feedback. Ask your siblings and ask your spouse. Take the feedback and work on your contribution. Most people are usually predominantly one or the other. I pray that you and everyone in God's favorite house will be givers. The truth is that you do not have to wait to have a lot of money to give. The person that will be generous with plenty will still be generous with a little. People that are not stingy because they are not wealthy. Have you noticed that people can be poor and stingy, and people can be rich and stingy? It has nothing to do with how much they have. It has everything to do with the state of your heart. It will do you good to find out if you are generous or stingy, if you are a giver or a taker. To fulfill the eighth commandment, you need to move from being a taker to being a giver. In church, in your marriage, in your nation, in your business, you need to move from being a taker to being a giver. One thing about givers is they can never be ignored. The reason you feel ignored is because you're too stingy. I apologize if this comes across as harsh. Again, take it as positive feedback and work on the state of your heart. Generous people do not lack friends. It is in the Bible. The generous have many friends. Good friends that like you for who you are, and friends that are around you for what you give. Take it as the practical part of today's assignment and try it out. If you do not show up in church as a worker, what happens? Does anybody miss you? I'm not throwing punches. If nobody misses you, then you're not giving enough. This is not about people calling you to check up on you. They will do that because they are Christians. But are they calling you because they really miss you? If this is the case, then it is because you are a giver. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, empower me by your Spirit to be a contributor with the right heart, because it brings glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.